SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
The yearly flu shot is part of many people's pre-winter preparations. But researchers are hoping to make that trip to the doctor less frequent. Dr. Paul Griffin is an infectious diseases expert at Mater Hospital in Brisbane.
It may well cover for multiple seasons. That's one of the things that we'll look at with these clinical trials is how long that can be. But it may mean we don't need to give a top-up vaccine every year.
Mater Hospital is in stage two trials for a universal flu vaccine. Traditional flu vaccines target the outer proteins of the virus, which are more susceptible to changing year to year as the virus mutates, requiring people to get annual flu shots. The new vaccine works by targeting the inner proteins of the virus. These proteins don't change as much, meaning it could be effective for longer than 12 months.
And we've tried targeting other parts of the virus before and struggled to get a strong enough response. But the innovative technology in this vaccine, it looks really likely that we'll get a sufficient response against that conserved part, that part that doesn't change. So we'll get coverage against all potential flu strains.
The vaccine was developed overseas, but is being trialled in Australia with 600 participants. People aged between 18 and 60 can take part. One of those is Alyssa Beasley.
You know, everyone goes, oh, it's just the flu, but it's not. Lots of people will get really sick from it and die from it, so I think if I can do my part to try and find a better solution, that's the least I could do.
Doctors are warning of a particularly bad flu season ahead. More than 47,000 cases of influenza have already been recorded nationally this year, with 44 deaths. Here's Dr. Paul Griffin again.
Look, I am concerned about what this winter will hold with flu and COVID, and we are seeing a really big number of cases across the country with flu, and I think, it's been really challenging in terms of addressing that. We have to change people's thinking, make sure people understand that the flu is a significant viral infection in its own right. It does put a number of Australians in hospital each and every year.
He's warning people not to be complacent when it comes to getting vaccinated.
We're doing okay in the older adults. That's sitting at maybe a bit over 40%. But in kids, we really know where we need to be. And the youngest children who are quite vulnerable for the flu, we're sitting at around 10% across the country, which is nowhere near where we need it to be.
If successful, stage three trials are due to start next year. Sean Wales, SBS News.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.